your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Paula T. bringing you the new age of trading psychology, hosted by our favorite radio station and our only radio station, WBGS.com. It's a great place to be. As we start our session here on Sunday, November 17, 2024, we have a few announcements to make. Unfortunately, the book that we said was going to be available, The Sacred Path of the Warrior Trader, is available. Unfortunately, my staff uploaded a draft copy of the book file. So please do not purchase the book until next week because we have to upload the correct file. These things happen, and, you know, I apologize for that. So just hold off on the Sacred Book of the Warrior Trader until next week, and you'll have the correct book file. Second of all, we've got some exciting news coming up. Our good friend Larry Pesavento and I, as well as a couple other people, are going to be hosting a workshop coming up in January of 2025, and the dates are January 11th through the 12th, which is going to be class time where we will be teaching you trading psychology. And then they're going to have live trading on the 13th and 14th of January, same workshop. And so if you have any questions about that, please feel free to contact me or Larry Pesavento, and we will give you much more information about that dynamic workshop. I'm looking forward to it, and so is Larry. It's the first one we've done in a little bit of while, so I think you're going to enjoy it. The last thing is, I get a lot of emails from you guys asking about the introductory call. Now, it's pretty clear on my website that the introductory call is just that. I usually talk to most traders for anywhere from, 20 minutes to 45 minutes, just kind of getting a feel for what they're looking for in terms of, any assistance they need with their approach to their trading and what I can provide to them. So, if you're going to take advantage of this introductory call, then, have your questions ready or have whatever information you're looking to find ready to ask me. Because there's no point in us talking if you don't know what you're looking for or you can't express what you're asking for with regard to your trading. The whole point of the introductory call is to find out if we can work together. So that's something that you need to keep in mind, and I think it's pretty clear on the website that, have your questions ready or have your ideas ready or whatever it is you're looking for, you have to be clearer as to what you want to ask me. I don't want to bust your chops or pull teeth just to find out what you want. Okay? So just keep that in mind before you send an email that I'm here for you, obviously, but you need to let me know what it is you're looking for. Okay, so now let's get to work. I'm going to give you a good quote to get this session started. And the quote we have here today is, and this is really good for traders, "There is no such thing as luck in the world. There never was a man who could go out in the morning, find a bunch of gold in the street, go out the next day, and find more gold, and so on, day after day. It just doesn't happen." Now, that quote is from P.T. Barnum, who was, you know, Barnum Circus, and he was a master at illusion as well as bringing people to the awareness that illusion is just that. Now, we may not have a positive perspective of him because of, you know, the animals he used in his circuses, but the bottom line is that this quote by him is true, and it really applies to traders, because there is no way that any trader is going to go out on any given morning and make a bunch of money, take a bunch of profit in the market, and then expect that to happen the next day repeatedly if they don't have the right mindset. And having the right mindset means that you have to have an investment in yourself. Now, what does that mean? As many of you know, I like to use Roget's Thesaurus. And in that book, we can find the following definitions for investment: empower, enable, embrace, encircle, provide, furnish, contribute, become solvent, to endow, among others. But what I like to use are the terms to become solvent, to endow. I like those words. I mean, let's think about this. Becoming solvent, financially solid. This, in turn, leads to an endowment. First to you, then to your family, and then on and on to whoever or whatever. Because when you make an investment in yourself, the sky is the limit. Okay? So a belief in a positive outcome, to invest in yourself, that means to make an endowment to yourself. In essence, paying yourself what you believe you are worth. Now, maybe you have begun to have an idea how you may not have been in touch with what you believe based on your drawdowns, any drawdowns you've been having. Maybe you don't understand what you felt you were worth previously, maybe at another job. But maybe now today you can begin to start thinking about what you may be worth today to be able to be that power profit taker, that winning trader as a trader in the market. And what's most challenging right here is that even though you may be on your way to becoming a winning trader, you have to understand what it means to walk your unique sacred path to wealth. Now think about this. This is a new way of thinking about yourself as a winner. A new mindset creating brand new beliefs from scratch. A new mindset of believing in your winning warrior spirit. And what does that mean? What is a winning warrior spirit? We can take a look at some wealthy and famous people that also had to reinvent themselves. For instance, look at Abraham Lincoln. My goodness, he had a huge list of failures and achievements. In 1832, he lost his job. 1836, he had a nervous breakdown. 1838, he was defeated as Speaker of the House. 1848, he lost a nomination. 1854, he was defeated for U.S. Senate. And yet, in 1860, he was elected President of the United States. So he had a lot of defeats. But he had a lot of winning attributes. In modern times, we can look at Warren Buffett. My goodness. When Warren Buffett bought Berkshire Hathaway in 1962, he regretted the purchase because it didn't turn out. ConocoPhillips, he realized it was too late. He made a poor timing investment and lost money. Amazon and Google, the big ones, Buffett missed out on early investments on them, stating that they would never amount to anything. So you've got two very famous people, of course, two different centuries, that admitted, or we can see, had a lot of failures, but still ended up being warriors, winning warriors. And these are just two examples. I'm sure you can think of your own. So think about this as you start on your journey or continue on your journey as to learning what it means to be a warrior trader. Define what that means to you. Think about it as we go to break, and we'll continue on in a moment. Okay, guys, so getting back to what we're talking about. Having worked in the investment industry for many years, I can state that I've met a lot of traders, a lot of famous traders or well-known traders that started out just like you, okay? And I'll give you a couple examples here. Richard Dennis started out at the Mid-Am where I worked. I did not know him personally. I only knew him professionally. But he started out at the Mid-Am, which was the first exchange, as I mentioned before, to offer mini contracts, which were one-fifth the size of the big boards, as you know, meaning the Board of Trade, CME, and you know, the New York exchanges. And he started out at the Mid-Am before he moved on to the bigger full-size contract exchanges in Chicago and possibly New York, but I'm not sure about that, so don't quote me on that. And I understand even he had some boom and bust cycles in the beginning of his career. Now, as of today, you know, we all know he is still a multi-million dollar trader and you know, allowing him to make philanthropic contributions and at times still teaches others his methodologies. I also knew one of the most successful traders at the Chicago Board of Trade at the time, who was a good friend of ours, whom I'll call Jack. Now, according to Jack, he lost his fortune twice, ended up with nothing in his late 20s to early 30s. And the second time he lost his fortune, he literally had to move back in with his parents. Now, I didn't know him during that time when he lost everything. I just, you know, this was something he shared with me later on. And, you know, he stated it was the most humbling experience he ever had, losing everything so completely, including his seat at the Board of Trade, even having to sell his condo, and not even being able to afford a rental apartment to live in. And he had to start over from scratch until he, and I quote, got his mind right to understand that he didn't know everything about the markets. Today, of course, he is successful. He's retired as a multimillionaire with his trading, the precious metals, and he lives in a, you know, chalet-type home overlooking the bay in Monaco. So we have to ask ourselves, what did both of these successful traders learn from their experiences of lack? Now, I never discussed this with Richard Dennis, but having talked about it with Jack and his wife many evenings at the Drake Hotel in Chicago, sipping a glass of Brandy Alexander or 20-year-old single malt scotch, one can understand that the experiences of losing, meaning the emotional pain of losing, was enough to get both of them, as well as other traders, including maybe yourself, to do what they needed to do to change their beliefs about who they currently thought they were, to become flexible enough in their thought processes so that this type of, quote, lack scenario did not happen again. Now, it doesn't matter how or when or even how often any of them lost their fortune, or how or when or even how often you may lose your fortune. You have to keep in mind that the emotional pain, the traumatic experience surrounding the sense of loss is the same no matter who you are, no matter what level of success you have experienced, or what level of failure you feel you have experienced. Now, keep in mind, for those of you still working at another career to pay your living expenses while trading part-time or even full-time, who now consider yourself traders, you have to know that you cannot replace one type of business venture that was less than satisfying or traumatic with another, such as trading, which you consider easy money, and expect that to be stellar and without any problems without changing and updating your mindset. Now, this we can see just from the two examples of Abraham Lincoln and Warren Buffett and the two traders I mentioned here. It's all the same mental energy, whether you are the president of the United States, a billionaire such as Buffett, or just you. Defeat is only defeat when you believe it is. Okay? Defeat is only defeat when you believe it is. One of the best quotes that I have ever heard is from Queen Victoria at the turn of the 1800s, which I have posted on my computer monitor. And what she wrote was, "We are not interested in the possibilities of defeat. They do not exist." Now think about this. When she said we, she's talking about mind, body, and spirit. We are not interested in the possibilities of defeat. They do not exist. And I truly believe that for myself. I wouldn't have been able to come back after losing Mark and losing everything if I believed in the possibility of defeat. And you have to have the same mindset. You have to also believe that you do not believe in the possibility of defeat. It cannot exist in your mental environment as a trader. If you truly want to be a trader and make this your life's career, you have to do the mental work. You have to know who you are. You have to know what you believe. Here's a good quote from Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza. And I think this relates very well to trading. What he wrote was, "I sometimes compare my brainstorming on paper to the drilling of oil wells. The only way to strike oil is to drill a lot of wells." Now think about that. When you're brainstorming as a trader, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about what you've lost, what you haven't made? Or are you thinking about the unlimited possibilities in the markets that you know are possible? Or you should know are possible? Now, Tom Monahan created something from scratch. There was no Domino's Pizza before him and his vision. Just like your trading success wasn't in existence before you started thinking about it. He wrote down his goals on a piece of paper way back when. Just like you need to write down your goals on a piece of paper today. And it is true. The only way to strike oil is to drill a lot of wells. And what does that mean to us as traders? You have to think and think and think. No different than drilling a lot of wells to see what's going to make it happen. We'll be right back after the break.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
So, like I said a few moments ago, I just want to clarify something here, guys. You know, when I'm not at my best, which I have been, you know, been talking to you guys about, you know, got to be at 100% and you're all in and all that kind of stuff. There's times when I think about not recording my show, you know, sounding 100%. But I think it's really important for you guys to know that there are times when, you know, things happen. I mean, it's life in general, but there's still a message to get out to you guys. Just because I may not be, I may have had a rough week. I may be tired. I may be thinking about something else. That, am I being clear enough to you guys? Am I presenting my best to you? I want you to know, this is reality. All right. So if I don't sound my best, I'm being honest with you, because I just may be having a tough time presenting the material, or there may be something else going on, you know, which I may share with you later. But this is all about the mindset of trading. All right. So because I may not be at my best, I can still give you insight that is clear and concise. It doesn't take away from that message. I'm just sharing with you that I'm being honest, and this is the way it is. And this is the way all of you need to be with yourself. You can find insight into your trading plan, your business plan, your criteria for your edge, all that kind of stuff. You may be second guessing yourself, but if there are moments of clarity where you feel this is the direction you need to go, and that you know is 100%, then that's all that matters. So what I'm sharing with you here today is, yes, I had a rough week. I'm tired. I may be a little disjointed, but the point is, I know exactly what I'm going to say to you, because that's where I'm at. So you may be experiencing that yourself in your trading every day. So don't necessarily hesitate to say, oh, I'm not 100%, but if you're still getting that intense clarity as to putting on your trades, putting in your stops, only taking valid trades, then just do it. But walk away. All right. Be a mechanical trader. All right. So I'm just being a mechanical host here today, because I still have a message to impart, even though I had a rough week. All right. So don't necessarily beat yourself up, or not trade, or not follow your rules, or not put on your stops just because you may be tired or there's other stuff going on. This is the reality of what it means to be a warrior trader. We are battling the markets every single day. Okay? It is a battle, a financial battle. Here on my show with you, it's more of a mental battle. It's more of an insight battle, but it's no different. So just keep in mind, you want to be a warrior. I'm a warrior. You're a warrior. We all know who we are on the inside. So don't give up. Don't stop doing what you need to do to create your financial success. All right. So I wanted to share that with you, because yes, it's not the best recording. It's not the best show this week, but it's still a hell of a show. Okay. All right. So that's where I'm at today. All right. So let's get back to what I want to share with you. So as you step into your journey of being a warrior trader, keep in mind that each one of you is a unique and skilled trader. Each one of you has the potential to fulfill your financial dreams as a trader. Now, you know this. I don't need to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you this anyway, because you need to be reminded. Obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to my show. Each one of you can make it as a successful winning warrior trader if you choose to do so. And the choice is up to you. You have to make the choice that's right for you. Financial freedom is at your command. Now, Henry Clouse, who wrote How to Make Money on Wall Street many, many decades ago, wrote, "The most successful people on Wall Street," whether that's on Wall Street or in your own office, in your own home, "are those who have received severe training, who have had some sledgehammer blows applied to their heads and wallets to temper them." And this concept we can apply to the likes of conversion of iron into steel, like the conversion of dross into silver. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, we know iron into steel takes melting iron down into steel with a foundry, you know, the conversion of dross into silver, same thing. You have to melt down the initial product, meaning we have to melt down our initial thought processes and understand where those thought processes need to go to create steel, to create silver. It's no different than finding diamonds. The universe creates diamonds throughout centuries of process. And it's no different for traders. Now, traders don't have to take centuries to create diamonds into creating their dynasty of financial independence. But all traders know that they have experienced severe drawdowns, and you've had some rough, you know, financial blows. And so what are you going to take from that? Are you going to learn from that? Are you going to just going to feel sorry for yourself? Are you going to continue to revenge trade? Are you going to say, okay, I get it. The universe is telling me you're not thinking in the way you need to think. So, you have to ask yourself, what do I want to achieve as a trader? Do I believe I can achieve my trading goals? And you got to be honest here, guys. Do I believe I am a winning warrior spirit? And what does that mean to you? Am I willing to let past losses from yesterday, losses from last month, last year, am I willing to let them go? Am I willing to let go of trying to make up from past losses and allow my warrior trader to express itself in consistent profit taking? In other words, are you willing to let go of no longer feeling the markets owe you? You have to ask yourself that. Who are you? Who are you as a trader? Are you a warrior? Every day, as I've said before, every day we enter into the markets, it's a battle. It's a battle. You know it. I know it. We all know it. And we have to be warriors in the markets every single day. We talked previously about having your armor on. Are you willing to put that armor on and live with your armor on every single day in the market? Only you know the answer to that. I don't know it. Well, think about this, guys. You know, I can sit here and talk till I'm blue in the face, but, you know, it's up to you. Think about what you want to do. Think about who you want to be. And when you make the decision as to who you want to be, then the sky's the limit. And you can accomplish anything you want to with your trading. That's the way it works. Mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's what I'm here for. Even on a day like today, where I'm tired and I'm not my best, but I'm still here to give you insight. Okay? We'll be right back. Okay, guys, I want to talk about you stepping into your warrior mindset. The point is, you must respect yourself to create a warrior trader mindset. More importantly, you must give yourself permission to be success as a trader. You must think like a warrior spirit, and then begin doing it. If you haven't already, I suggest you watch the movie Braveheart with the actor Mel Gibson. And I'm sure most of you listening to this have already watched that movie, because it's probably like 10, 15 years old. But the process that I'm sharing here may become more absolute as you begin this journey. I'm going to give you a couple examples from this movie. Mel Gibson's character, which is based on a real person in Scotland, William Wallace, lost his family early on as a child, and one of his uncles took him to other countries, and I don't know what countries it were, but to teach him English and languages and how to think, not just wield a sword. And so Wallace came back to Scotland some years later as an adult, just wanting to live on his family's property and be a farmer, get married, raise a family. And unfortunately, during that time, it was a time of unrest, and England was, wanting to, continue to own Scotland. And Wallace did not want to be a part of the fighting between Scotland and England. And he fell in love with a woman. I'm sure if you have watched the movie, you know. He fell in love with a woman. They were secretly married because at the time, England found out if, you know, Scottish people were getting married, they wanted to not allow them to get married without English people sleeping with them first, because whatever. So it was, I forget the name of it, but anyway, the point is, they got married in secret, so the English could not interfere with their lives. English found out, his wife was killed, and, you know, Wallace decided that that wasn't acceptable. So he goes on to fight all these battles, and all these people joined him and all this kind of stuff. In the end, he is betrayed by Willem the Bruce, who was going to be the next king of Scotland. And Willem the Bruce was one of Wallace's friend. And his father set him up to betray Wallace. And anyway, the bottom line is that when the Bruce found out that his father had betrayed him to Wallace, It was a defining moment for him, and he realized that he didn't want to be like his father. He didn't want to be like the old times. He didn't want to subscribe to the past, and you know, Bruce went on to, after William Wallace was killed, Bruce went on to bring about the independence of Scotland, because he chose to step into, and I'm not explaining this very clearly, I'm sorry, but watch the movie. He decided that he wanted to be a warrior, not the warrior of his father, not the warrior of anybody previous to him. He wanted to be a warrior for himself and for his country and for the best of everyone. And I'm not talking about that traitors should worry about their country or anybody else. I'm just talking. You really need to watch this movie, because the defining moments in these characters is that it didn't matter whether it was for God or country or anybody else. They had to find out who they were as warriors, spiritually, emotionally, to create the life that they wanted to live forward. And this is something that every traitor has to learn. And I'm using this movie as an example, because it made such an impact on me, you know, decades ago, that yes, it's a Hollywoodized version. You know, we don't know how true the whole process is, but the dialogue between Bruce and his father, and when Mel Gibson's character of Willem Wallace, when he sees the Bruce betraying him, that to me is each one of our souls. When we betray our souls, and when we don't listen to our souls as the warrior traitors that we all know we are. That's why I bring up this movie. You may think, This is taking it to an extreme. But this is the extreme you guys need to go to. If you have questions about this, feel free to call me. 760-636-4290, paulatweb.com. Remember, God has ordained for you to be prosperous as a trader. I will see you next week. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.